From the moment we turn on the shower in the morning until we brush our teeth at night, we depend on clean water. But that wasn't always the case. Our ancestors fought diseases spread by poor sanitation and contaminated water. Philadelphia became the first American city to develop a water supply system in the mid-19th century. Indianapolis followed in 1871, when the Waterworks Company began piping the natural resource. Around the same time, a basic sewer system replaced wooden gutters and culverts. Although water systems have expanded since then, some of the original brick sewers are still used today. Aging infrastructure, along with sewer overflows during heavy rains, present tough challenges for Indianapolis. Public Works Deputy Director Steve Nielsen evaluates the sewer system.
If you were to rate us on an infrastructure A to F scale, we're probably a C minus as far as where our system's at.
That grade does not put Indianapolis at the top of the class, but the city is not alone. Experts fear that many of the nation's 2 million miles of underground pipes are on the verge of failing. The Penn State Public Broadcasting documentary Liquid Assets took an in-depth look at water-related issues. In it, Linda Kelly of the Water Environment Federation said the concern is serious.
It's so out of sight and so out of mind that we don't realize the danger we're in.
Residents of suburban Washington, D.C. found out the hard way what happens when aging water infrastructure is not properly maintained or updated. News clips from the documentary recap the consequences.
People are without water tonight.
A flash flood of the man-made kind.
Apparently a 12-inch pipe burst.
Take a look behind me. This water main break shut off water to 2,200 residents.
How many breaks are you working on right now?
We have 24 breaks working right now.
Last year, the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission experienced a record number of water main breaks. It had nearly 500 last February alone. Andrew Brunhart, general manager of the commission, said in the documentary Liquid Assets that he anticipates more trouble.
Today, 25% of our 5,500 miles of underground water pipes has reached the end of useful life. By the year 2020, 85% will have reached the end of useful life.
Meanwhile, Indianapolis Public Works is trying to move from a crisis management mode of fixing problems as they occur to a more proactive approach. IUPUI engineering professor Dr. Tom Isley is working with the city to address infrastructure deterioration before it wreaks havoc on the system.
And we look at it from the standpoint of risk analysis, and we look at it from criticality. In other words, where are the most critical resources and which ones do we really need to stay focused on from a monitoring standpoint so that we don't have catastrophic failures like we see happening all over the country.
Repairing and replacing necessary parts of the city's water infrastructure will be expensive, but so are water emergencies that injure people, damage property, shut down water supplies and businesses. The city estimates the project will cost around $1.7 billion. Consumers are expected to help foot the bill. Beverly Gard, chair of the Senate Environmental Committee, explains.
Some local units of government have been willing to bite the bullet and pass that on. Others keep delaying it, and then their infrastructure falls further and further behind. It may be in disrepair.
While the government addresses large infrastructure issues, there are smaller actions consumers can take to help improve the community's water supply. Karen Hawley is director of the city's newly formed Office of Sustainability.
There's different green infrastructure elements that homeowners can do, whether it's planting new trees, whether it's putting rain gardens and using native plantings in their yard that are designed to naturally filtrate and absorb water.
In our next segment of Water Pressure, reporter Sharon Alseth finds out how water gets cleaned and what threatens the supply. She'll also look at what's being done about aging infrastructure. For WFYI News, I'm Sandy Robe.